and Coulter at Blexit, LA, Black and Hispanic Americans Hurt the Most by Mass, Uncontrolled Immigration. By Kyle Morris on January 21, 2019. Syndicated columnist and best-selling author Ann Coulter joined Candace Owens to kick off the inaugural Blexit, or Black Exit, rally on Sunday in Los Angeles, California, where she ripped President Donald Trump's critics and the harsh realities of illegal immigration. "I was just watching Caitlyn Jenner on TV, so I wanted to say that as a proud Black woman, I am so happy to be here," Ann Coulter joked as she was welcomed to the stage by Owens. "I know I may look white on the outside, but I have always identified as Black. Considering the other transitions going on these days, I think that's a lot closer to reality. It's not even the most outrageous thing I have heard today. At breakfast, I heard someone refer to CNN as a news organization." Coulter then shifted the conversation and discussed President Trump's immigration reform announcement from Saturday and the reaction from his critics. "President Trump, of course, I'm sure you all saw it, had a major announcement yesterday, and I went through the process I have been going through for 2 years now. I really hate Trump, and then I listened to his critics," Coulter said. "Oh, you idiot, you useless lazy bum, we can't have amnesty," and then the MSNBC commentators come on and I say, "He didn't say that. He didn't do that. You're making that up. His critics are the best thing that ever happened to him." "So Trump proposed a deal to open up the government by exchanging a wall for amnesty," Coulter explained. "Of course, the Democrats immediately rejected Trump's deal. We're so lucky to have them as our opponent. They didn't just turn down the deal, they're actually indignant with him for offering it. How dare you? For the past week, all I heard on TV was Trump has to learn the meaning of compromise. We have a man-child in the White House, and he's throwing a temper tantrum. He has to compromise, compromise. Then he compromises. He twists himself into a pretzel, he sells out his constituents, and they say, it wasn't gift-wrapped. So, I am thinking the next time Merriam-Webster puts out a dictionary, we need a new definition of compromise. Apparently, the Democratic definition of compromise is they get everything, we get nothing." Coulter then shifted her focus to MSNBC's Joy-Ann Reid, calling out MSNBC for not hiring a native-born Black or native-born Hispanic. "I think it's worth pointing out that immigrants are piggybacking on the Black experience in America," the conservative firebrand said. Coulter also spoke on Trump's approval among Hispanics and said Hispanics and African Americans are hurt most by uncontrolled immigration. "Hilariously, the more Trump digs in on immigration, and you will not see this in any media, except Breitbart, the more he digs in on immigration, the more his poll numbers go up with Hispanics. So the Democrats totally know you guys. The fact that anyone supports the Democrats on immigration and open borders can only be attributed to the fact that the media are liars. All Americans are hurt by mass, uncontrolled immigration, but who's hurt the most? African Americans and Hispanic Americans. I understand why Democrats want mass immigration. They're bringing in people who are voting 2-to-1 for the Democrats. Couldn't care less about our working class. They just want the voters. Just want the voters. I always thought it was touching when the Democrats realized that Americans wouldn't vote for them, so they had to bring in ringers." In concluding her speech, Coulter discussed Trump's ability to dismantle the media, referring to partisan media as cancer to the American people. "I am a little tough on the Emperor God Trump for spending 2 years not building the wall. But I think the one thing we could get out of him is he could kill the media. We can't make progress on anything until the media is 100% completely discredited. For democracy to work, you have to have an informed citizen. They have to know that what they're reading is true. They can't do that now. Modern journalism is wishful thinking. If we get nothing else out of Trump, he is like chemotherapy for the country," Coulter said. "You have the cancer and the chemotherapy. It makes you vomit and everything really sucks, but the cancer dies and you live. So with Trump, we will vomit, our hair will fall out. And it's really gonna suck for 4 years, but the entire New York Times editorial board will die and America can live." Video courtesy of Blexit. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.